5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
All right, this is Outside the Pod. We're back with season 2, and I'm sitting here with Josh.
Hey, what's up?
George.
Hey, what's up?
And Marco.
Hello.
You'll notice we got somebody new here. We used to have Luis. This is a new friend. So, Josh, if you want to introduce yourself?
Like Danny said, you know, my name is Josh. I recently started working with these guys. I've been knowing George for a good while, since high school, I believe, my senior year. Marcos, I met him right after senior year. I think the first time I met him was to a Mexico game. I think it was the Copa de Oro, right?
Yeah.
In Dallas. That's whenever I first met him. Danny.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it was. We were
I almost got jumped.
Yeah, we're hostile grounds over there. Yeah, but obviously, I guess, I don't know, can we use profanity then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, I'm a bitch because I didn't want to fight like 10 people.
I don't remember this. What happened?
Oh, George, go ahead and explain it, George.
Well, he split away from us when we were leaving, so I really didn't know what happened. He was just surrounded by blue.
That was the only speck of green.
Dang.
Who was Mexico playing that day?
So it was Mexico versus El Salvador, and I think our friend Chris.
Yeah,
he's from El Salvador, no?
No, oh. His family's from Honduras. He just wanted the experience. That's kind of what he went for.
Yeah, so we saw the game in Dallas in the Cotton Bowl Stadium or something like that. And you would think it would be nothing but Mexicans, but it was more blue than the red and green.
Dude, it was crazy.
We won that game, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think we actually sat in the Salvador side, no? Because
there was a lot of blue there. Yeah.
We were like next to the people that play with the drums and stuff the whole time. Dude, the whole time they were lit, man. That was a cool experience to like actually get to see that for the first time. Man, that was
pretty, pretty cool chant, right?
Yeah.
It was a pretty packed stadium, and I think the score at Ultimo was like 1-0, towards the end.
That's the one we snuck in because the line was so long to test for COVID. Yeah. We ended up going through the side door, so they never scanned our tickets.
Wow.
It was crazy getting into that place, man. Usually they go through pat downs and stuff like that. A whole crowd plus us went through like a side entrance somewhere.
We're not supposed to go through there.
We found a door and the cop was like, "Hey, I'm going to get y'all. Whoever come out." Everybody still went through that door, dude. And nobody turned
in. Some people made it out, then they closed the door, and then we kept on pushing.
It was funny because the dude was like, "I'm only going to let like 3 people in." So he let like a couple people in, and then he's like, "Nah, everybody else go back." And like they said, we're like, "Nah, fuck that. We're not going through."
I saw the videos on TikTok like the next day of people going through that same door that we did.
Jesus. Yeah, that was a back to the part where I was, you know, where I wasn't supposed to fight 10 people.
What were they calling you? It was a bunch of old dudes. I mean, senior citizens.
Yeah, they were like, they have a term that they say, the Salvadorians. I can't remember what they were calling me, but they were calling me that, and I was like, you know, me? I'm just chilling. Where's George at? Where's my boys? They're standing against me right now. And then I was like, "Hey, bro, there was like 10 dudes behind me trying to fight me, bro. I was just there." And he was like, "Yeah, Mexicans son unos pendejos and no se merecían el gane." And I was just like, you know, cool. Not in my head, bro. I was like, can I talk without getting beat up? And I told George about it, and he told me you should have fought all of them. Damn, well, I guess I should have fought him.
George is probably watching from afar. Like, yeah, this is about to go down.
And I was like, "Let's go back, bro. Where that?" you know that question. Would you rather fight 10 kindergartners or 10 old ass people? Yeah, he was about to find out if he could win against them.
Except there were 10 10 children and the 10 old people. So.
They were all together.
Hey, they were going to take turns. Yeah, but it was a crazy experience.
Man.
We were stuck in the parking lot for, like, what, 2 hours, I think, right? Jeez. Time to leave.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
We got there late, first of all, and then trying to leave was like 2 hours.
Wow. Didn't some dumbass truck like go over the it was like a little, not hill, but it was like
curve.
Some, yes.
I think so. Yeah, because they were trying to turn around. Yeah. There was no room for anyone to go.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Hmm.
So that's Josh, and to recap a little bit, we've been quite away for quite some time now, and my explanation for that would be we invested in a musician's career, and she went to California with our equipment, and that's where we are. COVID's happened, we're back.
That's a nice way of saying it, that we got jacked.
Yeah, we did get jacked. So we got new equipment and everything, and got Josh on board now.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't know about the investment that you were investing
yeah,
in?
Yeah, we didn't know, but it happened.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. We have no proof either, but...
Well, I hope she's making money, because...
Nah, that shit was expensive. I don't think so, because the mixer was gone, but the cable to the wall... That was still there, so I don't know how they made it work.
It was a partial investment. She had to buy the cord herself.
It was a pretty... Whoever did it is pretty stupid.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whoever stole it, there were like way more valuable things in the house than a mixer. Just saying.
It was probably the easiest thing that could take them.
I don't know. It was pretty big and bulky. It's just like a big machine, you know?
Or they probably thought, the door's unlocked, the owner's about to be back any second now.
Well, that brings us to the first issue. The door was unlocked, right?
Well, yeah, that's...
It never locked.
It never locked. We never locked that door. So we kind of learned our lesson.
Did you?
No. Don't say that. People might know where I live.
You know, there was actually a time, like in the 80s, 70s, where people just didn't do that, right? Locked their doors. And when murders and stuff started happening, serial killers started coming out, that's when things changed. But that whole society, like the U.S., just did not lock doors because it was all neighbors and family and friends, you know? But that, like, that changed everything, but here we are.
I feel like back in the day, like, your neighbor was, like, 2 miles away, though.
True.
Yeah.
He's at the next ranch down.
Or the old west, I think. Everyone had a gun.
There was no cops back then. It was his true furry sass lady.
But, yeah, so we got new equipment. It's better quality right then.
Oh, yeah, wait, a lot better. Hopefully it sounds better for everybody who's listening. And, really, since then, COVID's happened and kind of still around, but not as big as a thing as it was. So we've kind of been in quarantine since then. This is our first time coming out.
Well, didn't we start during COVID? Because we were all working in the same place.
No, we started before COVID because then we turned that room into our office.
Oh, okay.
We did work through COVID together, but not... record a podcast, you know?
It's been so long.
That was, feels like a long, such a long time ago.
Lots happened since then, really.
I feel like that was a different past life.
It was. Because I don't work with you guys anymore, so that feels like such a long time ago.
So, what did everybody do during, like, COVID? What things changed for you guys?
For me, since the last time, father of two additional babies... So since the last time, I think I only had one kid. Now I have two additional. So that's big changes. And with work, a lot of things have happened. But really, two additional babies to the family. And one is 9 months right now. So still in that baby phase and taking care of her.
Hey, congrats on that, man.
Appreciate it.
Congrats on your babies.
In the future, they're going to be classified as COVID boomers.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
They really are.
That's crazy.
Because, yeah, COVID happened in, I think, 2020. My son was born in 2022, my daughter. So, all through COVID or the pandemic.
Jesus, man. Everybody was home. They didn't have nothing to do, man.
Yeah.
Is that what happened then?
He said, yeah.
Yeah.
He did not stutter with that. Yeah, bro.
Okay, they sent us to work from home, and I'm like, I got all this time now.
Said, I got a 15-minute break.
But yeah, that's a little bit of updates on me. I'll give more updates or any additional info as we go on this show and on these episodes.
All right. Well,
Marco?
Mark?
I guess since COVID, I got a new job. I moved from where we used to record to an apartment. Now I'm here at a house with a friend. And I haven't seen much of you guys since I don't work with you guys anymore. We don't really see each other or talk that much. I did hang out with George, a couple times?
Yeah, like three times maybe.
Three times? I don't know. Can't keep count.
Yeah, I have bad memory.
But it's been a minute. I saw Danny, a few months ago maybe?
Yeah, a few months ago we went to Topgolf.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Topgolf with some friends with George, and we had a good time.
That's a good time, yeah. But other than that, I just been at home, you know, doing my thing.
Almost moved to Utah?
Yeah, that was a whole nother thing since I worked from home. I was going to move over there. I had this townhouse. I was going to rent it out. And I did FaceTime with the agent. He showed it to me. He was going to send me the paperwork, but the owners backed down last minute. So that kind of, you know, canceled my plans to move over there.
Well, everything happens for a reason, dude.
That is true. Yeah. And that was around the time when, like, rent was super expensive, too.
Oh, God, yeah.
So maybe, you know, it was God sending me a sign. It's like, don't go.
Yeah, it's still expensive, too. Anywhere you try to move, rent, anything.
Dude, Tyler, period, I think, man, is getting, like, insane. I have a couple friends that, you know, have houses. They used to, like, 3 or 4 years ago, their rent, like, maybe $700 for, like, a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. Now everybody's asking for $1,500, $1,600. And depending on location...
That's on the cheap rent.
Yeah, dude.
For a studio.
We'll let you use the restroom at a charge.
Once we were in a COVID quarantine, I was going to charge George and Danny for toilet paper because it was pretty hard to get.
I don't know that he was serious, though.
I was thinking about it.
I was like, you're going to charge me for water, too?
I was going to limit you to like 2 squares.
Wow.
I don't know what the correlation was between COVID and toilet paper.
Man, that was bad. I forgot about that.
I think it was just a scare. Like, anytime anything happens, like, there's a scare and people just buy in bulk. And everything people that actually need it don't have anything to buy.
It was crazy because you would see the same people at the same stores day to day buying stuff, bro.
People were flipping toilet paper.
Back during COVID, my cousin had a little get together for his birthday, and he invited some of his friends. There were a couple girls. They went to the restroom, and we heard them through the door. Oh my gosh, they got toilet paper. Grab one.
Oh my god, dude.
They didn't, but we heard them through the door.
It's a good thing to invest in a bidet.
I think I had talked about that on earlier episodes. I don't know if I did, but
I think it was around that time, man.
Man, I still have mine, and it's perfect. It's great.
I used it once when I went to your house.
Yeah,
that one time. It was an experience.
Well, I actually didn't give Marco instruction or a heads up on it. Like, it's a little knob, and. What he did was like, okay, I'm gonna switch it on. He switched it, like, there's levels to it.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, level. I just went all the way.
He went to 6 or something. Like,
so when that thing sprays,
he made an extra asshole. You had it in the high.
It's like a pressure washer.
Yeah, bro. It's like a jet if you put it on full blast. And I've never done that, so.
All that came to my head was the express car wash.
He just heard Michael a little squeal, like,
oh, no.
I actually have one, too.
You do? How is it?
I mean, it's nice. I mean, you...
It's nice.
You ever get your ass ate?
Yo! Yo!
So around that time, we had a coworker who used dude wipes all the time.
Yeah.
And we would make fun of him because... You would know he was gonna take a shit because he would carry them like a fucking briefcase.
No, it was like no shame.
Yeah, he would carry them like a briefcase, and we talked about it. Hey, you know, you ever tried dude pipes? And actually, So whenever I got my house, I think somebody gave me dude wipes as so like a housewarming gift. I didn't use them for like a year, and then I looked them all. I reached for toilet paper and I ran out, so I was like, I gotta use the new wipes. Yeah. I mean, feels clean, I guess.
Change it was, your life.
I think they were cool mints.
So. Oh God!
Did you use an outdoor disease in them?
Is this what it is to chew gum on the wrong end?
Did you ask your girl like, hey, smell this real quick? Try it out.
Don't even gotta take a shower anymore.
Oh no. Made me freshen your breath right quick. Wow.
George, I was actually gonna get you a bidet as a housewarming gift. And the housewarming party didn't happen. Yeah. I guess it went planned, but that was actually what I was gonna get you. Was a bidet.
How does a bidet work? Is it like a complete toilet or I've never
there's a bunch of different systems. For mine it's just like an additional seat. You just put it underneath the seat and it's just a little lever on the side that comes out of it with a knob. And it attaches to the water line.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I guess it. Yeah, I've never tried one. I guess that's on my bucket list now.
Yeah.
Try it bidet.
It's something else. But I think you have to get used to it, don't you?
You gotta know your pressure.
Yeah. First thing, I was up to number six or something.
Is that the highest six?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, God.
He turned it up all the way.
Mark was walking funny after that.
You've been in there 30 minutes, dude.
Hey, you're lucky it wasn't on the ladies' settings because your balls would have been gone.
There's a lady setting on that?
Yeah, your balls would have been gone, bro.
He's about to go try it out.
No,
you know. Because it says right there, like it says. Males and then females.
What about you, George? What'd you do during COVID, bro?
Me? I got the COVID 30. I gained like 30 pounds, bro.
Ah, damn.
Yeah, I stopped working out. So, Mark was a pretty bad influence.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
So we used to work together like during COVID because I didn't have good Wi-Fi, and so we were working long hours, and the deal was one of us would DoorDash lunch and then the other one would be like, you got lunch, I'm gonna get dinner. And we did that every day for like 2 years. Yeah, and I was like, I'm about to go work out. And he's like, let's eat dinner. I was like, fuck it. Every day for 2 years.
That's like you being weak.
Nah, bro. Every day you were talking about, hey, I'm going to go run. How many times you run? Like 3 times?
It was COVID. I couldn't go outside. I don't know.
It was in the air at that time.
Yeah, so, I think before COVID, I was like 170, 180 tops. And right now I'm like 220. I was like 230 at one point. I was like, damn, I gotta start losing weight. I lost motivation to work out and stuff like that. I think a lot of people did. And I actually got a house too. I was thinking about getting a house before COVID, but whenever COVID hit and we're working from home and all that, it felt like the right time to actually get a house. So I ended up looking for a house and got it within like 2 weeks or a month. It was a pretty fast process. But I think other than that, I haven't done much.
I think like the best part of you getting your house, I think it wasn't it like at the cheapest around that time?
Yeah, so I got it before like the interest rates started going up. So yeah. I got it like at 2.1 or something like that. It was a pretty good timing.
Now value of houses, right. Yeah, basically doubled.
Yeah, I've been looking at the, the estimated or evaluation, and it went up probably like 50 to 60. At one point, it was almost like 90, and I was like, damn.
Damn.
I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm about to sell within the year. But yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, man. You got your house. Came in clutch, too.
Yeah.
So,
what about you, Josh? What'd you do during COVID?
Oh, during COVID, I was one of those super important essential workers.
He got fired.
He got fired.
Nah, I was working with a construction company, so they weren't stopping, dude. I think like it got way more busy around that time, dude, whenever COVID hit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as long as I was walking around, you know, I was unvaccinated the whole time. Mm-hmm. And as long as I would go around with a, you know, a negative test, it would be cool. Like customers would be like, yeah, you got to go ahead and work in my house. And it never stopped for me, dude. I never really went down for me. And I think that's all I was doing, just working. And then a whole bunch of other occurrences happened, and yeah, I'm not working in construction no more, so yeah. But I think that was it during COVID for me.
Did you get vaccinated eventually?
No.
No?
Yeah, I just got the 5G at my house.
Yeah, but, what?
I don't even know what that is.
I guess it's talking about Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like a bunch of stuff, like going around talking about that vaccine, dude, like how it was done up so quick. And there were like people with symptoms, and of course, you know, the meme world got onto it, and they started saying like, there were memes saying, you know, the new vaccine got me a reimburse or a check for my taxes or something like that. But it was pretty funny seeing all those memes.
Hey, a lot did really happen with when COVID came around, just like binge watching Netflix shows or different trends. I think TikTok became a thing at the same time.
How many shows did we watch, George?
Oh, no, I was working.
If you were not working. You were not working. You were sitting right next to me.
Yeah, we need to cut that.
I was talking about like during lunch. Not during work hours. So what are you talking about?
I don't know. We actually watched a good amount of, I guess, series.
Anime that was coming out.
Yeah, so I think the main one we watched, it was weekly. We watched Jujutsu Kaisen. And we had like a weekly thing. We would go get ramen noodles every Thursday and watch it after work. And I think that was the best part of COVID, just getting to eat ramen noodles every Thursday.
Yeah.
Good noodles too.
And that shit got expensive.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
We DoorDash every day.
George created habits from that.
The money we were saving on gas and everything, we spent it all.
Every day in DoorDash. Yeah.
There's like stores created so many new ways to just get things without getting down. And that's still today, which is really cool. But like, you didn't even have to step out. You just...
Yeah.
Got food delivered to you, things come to you.
Yeah, I think like Uber was at its highest at that moment.
And we'll be right back. We're back.
So I guess we left off at the TV anime shows, George.
Yeah, so I took a break from Netflix and then, you know, like any TVs after Game of Thrones. You know, I watched Game of Thrones and after that, I couldn't watch any anime. I think it happens to everybody that watches anime. Like, at one point, you're binge watching.
And then you completely stop. You kind of lose the interest on it for some reason.
Yeah.
Get into like this slump, and then at some point, you get back on, and then that's when you binge watch like 3 or 4 shows like in a week.
Yeah, and then after that, you end up reading mangas, and once you read mangas, it's kind of hard to, like we were saying, to watch more than one episode a day.
Mm. What's the transition? You go from anime to manga to webcomics to light novels.
Hey, you know what's
funny? And then you go to Korean dramas at some point.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, because during COVID, one of us sent a meme out that explained all of that. And me and Mark were like, yeah, we're at the light novel stage. Yeah. And Danny's like, I'm still at the anime. And we're just wait.
just wait.
I read some manga, but I usually keep to the anime if I've already started it. Like Demon Slayer, that's one that I want to just keep on anime because of the animation style. Mm-hmm. And level and quality is just worth the wait. But I've only read a few manga here and there.
Which, I guess... Which one would y'all say is overrated? It's like AF.
Blue Lock? Nah, I'm saying.
Hey, shut the fuck up. Bro, for real. Bro.
That's the anime that Josh is watching right now. And like, every day. He's like, hey, bro, is there a new episode?
Yeah. So usually on weekends, I come to Tyler and I go see my family. And then George told me, he's like, yeah, like every Sunday they put a new episode. So as soon as I come back, that following Monday, I'm like, hey, George, we're chilling in the living room. I'm like, hey, bro, let's watch an episode right quick, bro. Come on. It kind of sounds like a Blue Lock. Let's go, bro.
Their episode's on Saturday, I think, Blue Lock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think one that's overrated, like anime or like...
Yeah, anime.
Oh, anime.
Ooh, let's see. Something recent, maybe.
Recent?
I don't know.
Like I said, I haven't been watching a lot lately.
I want to say Bleach.
One Piece.
One
Piece is overrated.
It is not overrated.
Hey, we're going to have to take a break, Marco. You know, we're going to have to catch these hands.
One Piece is really overrated. They got like... They build up so much for just a very small, good quality clip, but the rest
for a
of it is
good quality clip. What are you talking about?
So One Piece, that's the only one I would not watch. I just read it. Don't watch it, read it. Because the main thing about One Piece is the pacing. Like,
they stretch out the episodes because they don't have a lot of content, I guess.
Yeah. And they take forever. Like, one episode is like two panels.
Something like that. Yeah.
So, don't watch it. Read it.
If you're gonna watch, you gotta binge watch like a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
I watched a lot. Like I watched up to 500, and I've talked about this before, but it was the same cycle, same story. They split up, get back together. Luffy gets beat down. Gets back up.
But it works. It makes it exciting.
Well, I mean, after like 800 episodes, I get what you're saying.
They could condense it, and it would be better. But it's.
It's a pacing that.
It's just not. I'm not. It's one of the overrated ones for me.
I guess. It's a valid opinion, Danny. It's wrong, but I respect your opinion.
What about you? What's your overrated?
I think I say Bleach.
Were you saying that like for real? Or were you playing?
No, that was for real.
You talking about like the latest?
The quality is good. I just never really got into the story when I was reading it. Mm. I was like, the story just not. It's great. There's some good fights. But other than that, story-wise, I was like, I don't...
Did you finish it, or...?
Reading it? I think I finished reading the whole thing.
Mm.
And then when it came back, the animation is fucking awesome. But yeah, I just kind of was like, okay, it's good fights, but...
Mm.
I candy other than that. I was like, all right, whatever.
So I would tell Danny that Bleach is top three for a reason. And he would always say no. He would always say no. And then he finally watched the latest season, which is...
Did you watch from the beginning, right?
Yeah, I watched everything up to now. Like,
okay.
It was kind of perfect timing because the newest arc came back, the last one.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I watched this most recent one, like George is saying. And if Bleach was what it is now, the whole time, which I think was intent, but they kind of censored everything, it's really good. Like, it is up there. Because the story kind of... Like, I don't know what it does. Like, they wrote the end in the beginning. I don't know what that's called.
The foreshadowing?
Yeah, foreshadowing was perfect.
So. I think they just were kind of making stuff up as they were going. Well, that's what I feel like.
Well, that's what it felt like. But, like Daniel was saying, like, if you watch the latest season, it wraps it up. Like, all the loose ends, it's like, okay, I get why it happened. Or, like...
The questions you have, like, why did you go so OP, like... He just comes back and...
I just thought it was OP because he was the main character.
Yeah, I left it at that too. I was like, okay, I'll just enjoy it. But this final arc finally wraps that up, and they've always kind of hinted at it. It's always been a thing. I don't think they made it up now.
Yeah, I think Danny's like main point as to why Bleach sucked was that Ichigo's character was like, it never changed.
Static.
Yeah. And then I asked him, I was like, hey, what do you think now? You know, the latest arc season. And what's your opinion now?
Well, it's good. It's one of the top 10, maybe top 5.
No, I'm talking about like Ichigo himself.
Oh, he's developed a lot too. Like, he's a more well-rounded character than just someone who's OP'd and can beat anybody. There's a reason for it. And
I wouldn't say he's well-rounded, but sure. If that's what you... Yeah. If you enjoy the show...
For a shonen...
He's better than the fucking Luffy retarded ass.
Yeah, man.
Luffy's funny.
Are we talking about static?
No, he's stupid, bro. Luffy is annoying as hell, bro.
It makes it fun.
I thought Usopp was annoying, but
dude, Luffy Usopp takes it. Is top 10 characters in the show.
Bro, I want to slap the shit out of Usopp.
It's a good character. I'm not saying it's my favorite. I'm just saying it's a really good character.
Usopp's like the soccer of One Piece. He gets a rubber band or what's his
name? Do not disrespect Usopp like that, sir.
Man.
Well, what's his name? King Sniper or whatever?
Sniper King? Don't disrespect him like that.
Nah, he sucks.
Whatever. Your opinion is wrong.
He looks like an Adventure Time character, honestly. How you fit in that world?
There's two opinions that are matching, and yours is off.
You guys are wrong. Whatever you say, you guys are wrong. I know my opinion is the right one.
Dang.
I got my opinion more than your opinion. So. Regardless, Chainsaw Man, what did you think of it?
Chainsaw? I actually haven't watched it. No, I watched, I binged the Bleach arc and just been watching a bunch of movies.
Watched Chainsaw Man. The quality feels like movie quality. Just saying. You seen it, George?
Yeah, it's consistent with the manga. So. And it's, what is it, a Mappan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's good.
I think during like pandemic times, we had some of the best anime ever come out. Like Demon Slayer came out. We had Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen. Just some of the most top anime ever created.
Some good stuff.
I agree.
Honestly, and I don't know if it's an opinion, but I couldn't get into Attack on Titans at all, bro.
Man.
I watched two episodes and I just kind of...
You're not a high intelligent man.
Man. You might be right.
You're not supposed to agree with it.
Hey, man. Sometimes it is what it is. I gotta accept it.
It's like you gotta wait to get into it.
It's not for everyone, but it's more about the story.
Not gonna lie, there are some good shows that I really got into during that little time, because there was a lot of time, because weekends I would spend them just at the house, nothing was open, so I got into, like, the first thing I got into was my everybody was telling me, like, start watching Breaking Bad
is badass,
so that's what I got into, and golly, that's a good show. And like after that, golly, bro, I don't think I'd
really nothing watched. Tops that.
Yeah,
I think Breaking Bad is one of the best
perfect
shows endings that are out there.
Yeah, it really is. It's crazy.
I just started watching it.
Really?
I'm on season 2, yeah.
Oh.
I'm on the last season.
George is on the same boat. Right after, I guess, watched the movie, and then there's a sequel to it, I guess, a series called Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Man, that one's really good too. Yeah,
I'm on the last season
I haven't watched the last season yet.
You've been watching Better Call Saul?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
But you skip Breaking Bad?
No, I watch Breaking Bad. I'm saying I'm rewatching.
Oh, rewatching?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the one thing I did like about Better Call Saul, they kind of explained the cartel side a little bit better. Like, more characters are added in, like the
Salamancas.
Yeah,
man.
In Breaking Bad, the Salamancas that I thought were like badass were the twins, but they got killed by Hank, I believe.
Yeah.
So they kind of like in Breaking Bad they kind of went on. A little bit short, I guess, in my opinion. Fuck, I'm
spoiling.
Yeah, spoiling it for George.
I don't care about it.
Oh,
you're not gonna watch
No, I'm gonna watch it, but
because the twins show up on Better Call Saul. Yeah. A lot of characters from Breaking Bad show up on.
Yeah, and they explain the twins a little bit better and like why they were the way they are. And golly, bro, I understand why they were so aggressive. Golly, though. The uncle, the viejito, it's Hector.
Hector Salamanca.
Jesus, man, that guy was a menace. Yeah, back in his day. And then another cousin show up,
Lalo.
Yeah.
Man, Lalo, yeah.
I really like his character. Dude.
Every time he shows up, he's going to do something.
Which is crazy because he's like that low-key.
He's like Gustavo.
Super criminal, yeah.
But like, you wouldn't expect what they are capable of from meeting them.
Yeah. The other one was it Tuco? Yeah, Tuco with the grills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a crazy one. They kind of went into his story in Better Call Saul. God, what was the old guy's name? Mr. The assistant for Gus.
I forgot his name. The bald guy?
Yeah.
It's like Bill or something.
It's not Bill. It's Hank. No, it's not Hank.
Man,
it's,
that's going to be...
Oh, the old dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name, George?
No idea.
I'm going to look it up because I cannot remember his name.
It's going to be stuck in my head, dude.
So, but, so the way y'all are describing like all these characters is what I expected Heisenberg to be. So far, I feel like let down because he hasn't been like that.
How many seasons are in Breaking Bad? Five.
And I'm on the last one. That hopefully, he's a little different on that one because the first episode kind of started off with him buying a, like, AR or something. But yeah, I expected him to be like a badass, like, mm-hmm. You know, just go out there and kill people. But not really.
I mean, he was a teacher, bro. He was just in desperate position.
Yeah, but I expected like Heisenberg to be.
How far are you?
On the last season, just started it.
I mean, Mike. Yeah, Mike. Okay. That's who it was.
Mike. Yeah.
The most basic nigga. How do we not remember?
Yeah, he was like Bill or Bob or something.
It was Mike.
But now Heisenberg ends up being kind of a badass. Like his most, like, I think the scene that I liked the most was like the one where he's yelling at Skyler, talking about, you know, when someone knocks at the door, I'm not the person answering, I'm the person knocking or whatever. And he's like,
yeah,
all badass.
And he wasn't like that.
he was badass, I think.
Yeah. No, but he wasn't like that guy.
No.
From what I think, he wasn't that guy.
He was kind of unintentionally bad. Like, he didn't always mean to be, but he became. And then decided.
Yeah, I think the power got to him. Like,
yeah, it's that right there. Yeah, the power got to his head.
Realizing that he was actually really good at what he was doing. And he just didn't know how to handle it. Because he was like too smart for his own good, you know. Type of thing.
Making the purest, what was it? Meth?
Meth, yeah.
99%, I
think. 99%, yeah. I like when he kills those witnesses, like six of them, right? In the prison at the same time.
Oh yeah, that is true.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, spoiler.
Damn.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I expect him to be. So hopefully, like the last season.
Yeah.
That's what he ends up being.
Those spoiler, I guess. But those Hank already know that he's Heisenberg.
No. I don't think he knows to the last season.
Oh, because there's a confrontation and it's kind of pretty badass.
Yeah. The last season is the craziest to me, dude. But
well, I'm not watching it no more. Fuck it, bro. I ain't watching
it. Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, Camino?
Yeah,
they're like spoiling. Yeah,
I'm like, I just started the last season and they just keep going talking about the last season.
Like, the show came out what, like 5-10 years ago. At this point, it's kind of your fault. They haven't
watched
it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like the way we haven't spoiled Bleach for Danny or One Piece.
Hey, but didn't you just start watching it too?
I'm rewatching it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm rewatching the show. I'm like on season 2 when they're about to kill Tuco.
Oh yeah, that was a... Yeah, but it's, to me, that was like one of the greatest shows ever.
It's hard to top something like that. What else have you seen?
I got him watching Los Cuervos.
Again. Oh, that shit's funny as fuck. Yeah, it's true.
Which show?
What is it? Los Cuervos de...
Club de Cuervos.
Yeah, that's what it is. Club de Cuervos.
It's about soccer in Mexico. A football team.
It's like the Mexican Ted Lasso.
Oh. Ted Lasso.
Yeah,
it's like hilarious because when the scenes come out where their players are on the field playing, it looks more like a Pepsi commercial. It's like the fakest stands ever. It's like funny, but...
It's a good show.
Yeah, it really
it's
funny
is. Spot.
Yeah, but
I recommend it, Danny. 10 out of 10.
I think we just started season 2.
You should watch it, Danny. It's on Netflix. If you want to practice your Spanish, watch that show.
Yeah?
Are you going to say is... Way.
I'm going to learn like slang.
No mames way.
What's the... What's the guy's name? The assistant?
Oh, Hugo Sanchez.
Yeah.
Hugo
Sanchez. Hey, bro, I walk around saying that quote now. Like, pon a Hugo Sanchez. Like, I don't even say pon cuero. I was like, hey, bro, pon a Hugo Sanchez right quick, bro. It's funny because, like, Chava, all he says, like, Hugo Sanchez. And he comes in running.
He's like, sí, señor.
Yeah. I don't know why it's so hilarious to me, dude.
Did you get to the... I don't think... Have you seen the whole thing yet?
No.
Season 2?
So right now it's at the part where they made his sister the president.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, where he's trying
to... On his third year birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you haven't got to the part like, ¿cuánto te pago?
No, I mean...
He told me that.
I told him about it. Like, on the first episode, I was like, well, you know what's crazy?
He's like, no seas molesto. es que no me paga. ¿Cómo chingas no te pago?
¿Esta semana o qué? No, nunca.
No, nunca. Es que estaba ocupado y pues nunca le pude decir nada.
He was always gone somewhere. Yeah, it's funny.
He has his own special when they go to a tournament in
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua, somewhere in the south.
Oh, fun. In the same show?
And there's like a spin-off.
It's like a little spin-off, okay. Yeah. So you gotta watch that thing at the end of season two, maybe?
It's like around there, yeah.
You get to it when they go away to a tournament and then he has to go with the team because everybody else was busy.
I think I saw it was hilarious whenever Chava set him as the new team manager, like one of the games.
Felix.
Yeah, they kind of replaced Felix. And he was like sitting there like crossing his arms like, yeah, I'm in charge. And they just stare at him. He just sits down. He's like, nah, never mind. Yeah.
No, es que Chavo's like, hey, you know, take care of you. And he's like, oh, okay, ¿cómo se llama? From Barcelona, what's his name?
Aitor.
Yeah, Aitor. He was trying to sub him in. And Felix like, ni lo pienses. And he's like, oh, okay.
I recommend it then. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out then.
One of the best shows in Netflix.
Are you still watching that at one show where people act like not themselves? They're in like this hotel and like the winner that gets voted to be the top.
Oh, The Circle?
Yeah, The Circle. Do you still watch that?
No, I think that was just the first season COVID shit.
We watched the first season. I think we watched the Brazilian version. That was pretty good. And then we might have watched a couple more seasons after that, but I think I stopped.
I mean, I was so into that when that came out. Like, it was just that time. I was like, damn, what's going to happen next? Who's going to get voted?
Who's going to get voted out?
That was a good show, but there's a lot of flaws with that kind of show because there wasn't enough drama going on.
Well, in my opinion, wasn't all of that scripted too?
Wasn't?
Yeah, I feel like it was.
It's like a reality TV show where it's like all scripted.
Quote unquote reality. Yeah.
Oh, that messes it up for me.
I think, I want to say even like the Too Hot to Handle or whatever, like the Hot Island, whatever. I think those are scripted too.
I think so too.
I mean, to waste time watching.
It was entertaining.
They probably have like a story to follow and they do it however they want to, but end results the same.
I think they just have the writers and they just do episode by episode. Mm-hmm. And if they don't like something, then we're just going to write them off the show.
I forgot. I had to bring it back, dude. I couldn't let it go. That the Dragon show.
Game of Thrones.
God, bro, that was so horribly good, bro.
It was horribly.
You're talking about the last season, like Danny didn't like the last season.
Yeah.
Like the ending.
Yeah. Horribly good.
It was good, but horrible at the end, bro. Like I feel like they could have done way more, bro.
That was bad. What do you mean?
The ending. Well, he said it was a great show, but the ending. Was horrible. Yeah.
Okay.
It's trash. Like.
Yep.
I was disappointed. Like I kind of wanted to give up on shows after that. I think you asked me.
I'm still mad about it. Yeah,
you're still mad about it to this day. You don't let it go.
Like they ruined one of the best ever written shows that has existed.
Hey, you made me like $300, $200, I think.
You won that?
Yeah, he won it.
When we bet on who was gonna live, who was gonna die.
So
that worked.
To explain that, we're watching the show like live, episode by episode, week by week, and we had. All betted at like this final season was coming up. We're like, how many people do y'all think is gonna die during when winter comes, right? So we set up like, all right, we have all these names. Who do y'all think is gonna go? And then you get, I guess, the big pot of money at the end of it.
I think it was like $20 each, right?
Something like that.
So and they give you a little sheet and you write down the character, and then you're gonna live, is gonna die, something like that. And whoever got the highest score, you know, was gonna win at the end.
So my guess was like a lot of. Main characters are gonna die. I'm like, this is Game of Thrones. They're gonna end a lot of these people.
Yeah.
People they've been developing for the whole show. They've been talking about winter for the whole, since episode one coming. And so it comes and goes in one episode. That was the first, like, miss up. How did they build all this up just for one episode? And then also, nobody really dies. There's only like a couple people that weren't even main characters that ended up dying. When I had guessed so many, Mark was like, oh, they are going to survive. I want them to survive.
I didn't want them to survive. I just kind of read what the show was going to do. I was like, they're not going to kill them. Like, you know, between the lines. But I just kind of saw it from, you know, the show's perspective. I was like, they're not going to kill these characters. These are too good of a characters to kill. I was like, all right, they're going to survive, they're going to die, they're going to survive, and I ended up winning. So I was right.
It was a horrible battle. Like, it ended in one episode, and the whole show, you couldn't see it. It was too dark. Everyone was wondering, is our TV messed up? Do we need to change the brightness? My phone isn't too bright enough? Everybody did that, and it was a big thing. And it was just so upsetting because all this build up for a black screen and nothing happening, really.
Yeah. I think it was pretty good, though, because there was a scene where George told me they spent how much on the scene?
Well, he's talking about the Battle for Winterfell?
Yeah. The Battle of the Bastards?
Yeah, the Battle of the Bastards, yeah.
I think that's when he picked at that point the show. So, after that, kind of went downhill.
Yeah, I hyped it up for him, and I was like, yeah, you know, just wait till this one, you know, it's coming up. And then, so before that, the one I hyped up was the Red Wedding.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah.
It was like end of season one, I think. Or
no,
two.
That's like season.
It was like three or third, four. Yeah. Like towards like the second half. And I was like, yeah, you're gonna want to watch this one. And then, so what do you think whenever you watch the Red Wedding? It's whenever they killed the King of the North and his pregnant baby mama and the mom.
Oh, damn. Oh, man.
Robert Stark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sad. I got sad. I was like, hey, yo, that was my dude right there, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Why y'all do that? And, yeah, even George, like, noticed, like, damn, this boy got disappointed. I think he was making fun of me.
He wanted to stop watching it after.
Yeah, you were that invested in
that
character.
They killed my boy, man. That was...
He was like, I don't want to watch it no more.
Yeah.
It's like when your team doesn't make the championship, you're like, I don't want to watch it no more.
Nah, I would see myself on TV, bro.
after that, he was like, they better not kill John.
And then what happened? They killed John.
Yeah, they killed him, and so... I'm done. I am done.
Yeah. Is that for real? This is
like, this is how it goes? That was a pretty messed up boy that he went, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like, you know, it was his own fault. Because he, how are you going to go to someone's, you know, castle after you said no to his daughter? After you agreed to marry her?
Yeah, I mean,
you
I
know,
guess
like, what do you expect is going to happen? They're just going to, you know, oh, you know, don't worry about it.
That is true. I mean,
I think especially they were going to kill them regardless, yeah, even if he agreed to marry the daughter. Because, what's his fucking face? The Lannister main guy? Tywin, yeah. Whatever. He was too good at, you know, convincing people. So, even if he agreed to marry the Blackwaters, I think, right? Whatever they were.
Something
Blackfish?
Like that.
Something like that. I think he would have convinced the guys, I don't care if he's going to marry your daughter, just go ahead and kill them. He would have been like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It was. Those were some really graphic scenes, though, man. Especially whenever John, what's his name, died?
Rob?
Yeah, and they put, like, his dog's or his wolf's head on his body and then let the horse ride out. I'm like, dude, golly, bro. I think just killing him would have been fine, bro.
It's like, you don't have to go so serious.
he's already dead.
Dang, dude, he didn't marry your ugly daughter. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, that did bad.
I think the funny part about all that was whenever the uncle, like, I guess they're trying to like be, you know, make amends and be peaceful, and they're like, "Yeah, you gotta marry one of their daughters." He's like, "Hell no, I'm not gonna marry their daughter, or whatever. You know, they're all ugly." And that looked more like somebody pretty. He's like, "Oh, you know what? I'll do it."
Have you seen Peaky Blinders?
I started watching it. I finished the first season, but I haven't.
I think it's the first season when they marry the brother.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, same thing.
And they say, hey, tomorrow we got to go do this thing, dress up nicely, whatever. So they'll show up. And he's like, so what are we doing? Oh, you're getting married. He's like, what the fuck do you mean I'm getting married? Yeah, we made a deal with the gypsies, with their family. You're going to get married to their daughter over there. He's like, hell no.
I think they told him, like, outside of the...
Outside, yeah, before they went in.
Yeah.
And once he sees it, he's like, oh, shit, never mind. I am getting married.
What would y'all do if y'all were, like... Pre, you know how there's
arranged marriage.
Yeah. What would y'all do if that
I
was
pictures? I'm not. Gonna
lie. No, I mean, I think like, you know, like whenever like it's like that, they both know ahead of time. Like it's just for I guess like just for looks, not looks, but you know, it's just for
kind of like a status thing, kind of
like beneficial for the families, family. Whatever. So a lot of times I feel like they just, you know, it's kind of like an open marriage type of thing to where they all do what they want to do. Unless they,
they're,
you know, end up
falling in love. They're on paper, just to merge companies, whatever businesses they have, and then outside of that. It's like, hey, if you want to, you know, try to be happy, sure, we can be happy, but yeah. it's open. Yeah.
But if that was the thing today, would y'all...
It's still the thing today.
But provide. I guess if y'all were in that situation, would y'all go along with it or
get out of it somehow? Sure, I guess. If it benefits whatever business, family, tradition we're following, then fuck yeah.
Hey, at this point, I might as well have an arrangement, bro. I'm single, bro.
I'm going to die alone, so I might as well have an arrangement.
George is like, they need to arrange me already.
The drought is real, bro.
How much are you worth, George? A couple of pigs.
Hey, I'm at least two horses. And a cow. So back to Game of Thrones. The Battle of the Bastards. I was like, yeah, you know, I think they spent like, what, 3 or 7 million on that?
On the episode alone.
Yeah. And I was telling him about it. Yeah, you know, you're going to really want to watch this one too. And yeah, I think he watched it like 3 times.
Really? Yeah, I do. Because I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with John. What did happen? Because I watched it by myself at first.
You were like, oh, this is where they're going to kill him. Because he was all surrounded. And he was,
Yeah. Where was it that you were? But I think it was you left for Marco somewhere. Honestly, you went to Topgolf or something like that.
Oh, that's when we went to Topgolf.
So this is what happened, right? Like, so he was watching it with me, like episode per episode, and then out of nowhere, I started playing the episode we were watching next. He's like, hey, bro, we don't watch this. I was like,
bro. He was cheating on you.
I have a good memory. And I'm like, nah, dude, we left right here. He's like, nah, bro, we're like 3 episodes ahead of this. I'm like, hell no, we're not, dude. And then he's like, yeah, bro. And so I was like, all right, fuck it, whatever. And then it happened again like a week later. He's like, yeah, dude, we're like on season 3 now. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
He's like, let's just move there.
How the fuck I forget 2 seasons?
He's like, I let it go the first time. There's no way.
And then he's like, yeah, you know, I've been watching it.
You overdid it. Have you been watching maybe 2 episodes ahead? You would have been like, okay with it.
I could see it. It is kind of hard because they leave you on some of the worst cliffhangers too.
And the thing is, George would be like, yeah, bro, I'm about to go out. You know, so like that. I was like, God damn it. What the fuck, man? No, like, I gotta wait on them. Golly, bro, come on.
You text them, like, George, where you at? You're doing well.
Nah, there'll be times where I'm like, yeah, George, this boy died already. He's like, you little bitch, bro, why you do that? Why are you watching episodes?
Yeah, that's funny. So, yeah, I think he watched it, like, a couple of times, that battle, which, I mean, you know, I feel like that's the best episode of the season. Or not season, but, yeah, series.
I feel like I forgot a lot of the good stuff about the show. Same. Because of the end. Like, I forgot about that battle, but it's because, like, of how it ended.
It's like that saying, come on, Marco. You forget all the good things, but remember all the bad things.
That is a saying.
Yeah, that's true for me with Game of Thrones.
That's a good thing.
But they did come out with House of Dragon.
I haven't finished that.
Oh, God.
We started watching that after, like, fourth episode.
I think I stopped watching about the same.
It's
I
okay.
Kind of gave up. I don't know why.
They got Aland on there, bro, trying to, I don't know, I don't like him, dude.
So the prince, you know, every time you come on, you ever seen that TikTok video where it's like the soccer player Haaland, and it's like Haaland. Every time he came on, every time he came on, we would play that song.
Hey, you look just like him, though, bro.
He does.
Yeah, they're not the Nora yet. It got... I don't know. It just wasn't Game of Thrones. It really wasn't.
It's in the same place, but it doesn't feel the same. Yeah.
So, I think the part that fucked it up was whenever he was about to fuck his niece.
Oh, yeah. That shit got some, you know,
weird. Keep watching.
And she was, like, 11. So, you know, about that topic... I was telling him, because he was all about Jon and Daenerys. He was all about them and all this shit. And yo, I'm like, just keep watching, bro. Just keep watching. And
that man set me up, bro. He set me up, bro.
You're so into it. You're like, yes, that's my boy, Jon. Get in there.
I'm like, hell yeah, my boy done slid in, bro. Hell yeah, bro. Let's go. They're cousins. Fuck, bro.
They're cousins.
On a nephew.
That's her brother's kid.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Does it make it better for you? Or does it make it better?
Nah, bro.
Is that okay?
God, bro.
I mean, if you think about it, it's the same as Haaland and his knees. Except
there's a reason why I stopped watching it, bro. There's a reason I stopped watching that shit.
That's a lot of that.
Turned you up. I was like, nah, too real for me.
Speaking of that, I think I was talking to you about it, Marco, like Game of Thrones and how nephews and nieces and they keep it in the family, the Targaryens.
Yeah.
And then you were like, that's what the queen did. That's what
the royal family
did. No way. Like they based it off of that, of generations of getting with each other.
Yeah, it's a real thing that they used to do to keep their bloodline pure.
Yeah, I was just shocked by that.
Yeah, like, even the queen was somehow still, her parents were somehow related, cousins or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't think that existed. I was like, oh, that's an old thing. Like, that's just a show.
No, it's based off real shit, Danny. Even the dragons.
Even the dragons? What do you mean?
Back in the 1800s, everybody was stupid. They were coming out stupid.
Damn. They're stupid, but the bloodline's there. It's pure. The bloodline's pure.
So I think that's like if you look back into like the first king of England and all that, like back in the day, like that's what it was. Like his kids would be with their like brothers and sisters, también, no?
Cousins, something like that. Yeah, cousins, second cousins, uncles, nieces.
That's why there was like a lot of deaths and stuff like that with
deformation of the Down syndrome, I think, too, that's affected through that.
Yeah. Crazy.
Mm. No, I was going to say, don't feel bad for cheating on George back during COVID. We're watching this show like during lunch. And at some point, I like watched two episodes. But then I tried to play it back on Netflix and they caught me that I was cheating too.
Oh, man. He's like, continue watching.
You've been watching? I was like, no. I even tried to like delete it from my Netflix.
I forgot about that.
It's like they caught me. I was like, you've been cheating.
Yeah, after the second time, I was like, but what the fuck, bro? We're on another season now, bro.
So twice, George? You've been doing that to you twice?
It happens, you know.
What? I don't remember what show we're watching, but I know I cheated on you guys.
Yeah, I think for right now, I'm shows-wise, I'm kind of just watching the comedic stuff. I've been on Impractical Jokers, The Boondocks again. I started rewatching that. But I don't think I've gotten really into anything.
You're in a slump right now.
Yeah.
Trying to stay away from
anything. You want a good show that will hook you back in.
Man, the thing is, bro, during the week I've been staying real busy, man. For real, like, trying to get a whole bunch of people active, dude. They call me tryhards now, bro.
Oh, that's the thing now? Everybody calls you?
Yeah, because even Luis, so Jacob from work, he's like, man, I want to go play basketball with y'all. I want to play basketball. And he went to ask Luis, man. I don't know why he asked Luis. I really don't know why he asked Luis. But he went up to Luis and he said, hey, I heard Josh is pretty good. He's like, nah, dude, he's just a tryhard, bro. We were playing and he was winning like 20-3 and he still wanted to hit threes. I'm like, bro, I was just playing, bro.
So when we play, we let him shoot threes. And then whenever we try to shoot threes, he'd be... like up in your face, bro. Like, bro, we don't even try to bother you or nothing, and you over here fucking being a linebacker.
Nah,
for real, dude. That's how it is.
Linebacker.
That's exactly how it is. And before we played, you know, we played before, like just me and him and our little mate, and I told them the same thing. I was like, yeah, you know, he a little tryhard, and they're like, nah, I can't see him being tryhard. And then after the first game, he's like, yeah, I see it.
Like, we're just trying to chill, man.
Yeah, so
we're not trying to make like, the team.
Yeah, we also had another soccer team.
Oh, you guys told me about it. You guys got grouped with the old people.
No, we had another one like 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Man.
The indoor?
That
was a lot that happened.
No.
No, you guys go.
I think we won more than we did last time, but by like one.
Yeah, we won like one game last time.
We had like forfeits and all that kind of stuff, no shows.
That's what we won last time.
Hey, a dub is a dub, bro. A win is a win.
I know we didn't get last for sure.
Yeah, that was a team that was your whole.
But everybody got hurt. Like, somebody pulled like their leg, hamstring, or something.
Was it Luis again?
No, he didn't play. Really, he only played like one game.
First so two
a
games.
Guy, a guy got his finger fractured, I think.
Oh yeah.
So what happened was we bit too much. What's that saying?
Yeah, like bite more than you can chew or something like that.
We did because we were playing two leagues. Yeah. We were playing Mondays and Saturdays.
And we had enough for two teams, but only like one enough for one team would show to a game, you know?
Hey,
like barely enough.
Whenever the season started, dude, they made me like, they get pissed off a little bit at work because, all right, so they had a list of all the players that were gonna join. So me and George, I was like, man, George, it seems like we're gonna have some pretty good squads. I don't know who got in charge of like separating the teams. Once they separated them, it was just me and George, and then like the rest of the team was just either old people or like like super overrated people.
That was rigged.
So, I was like, hey, we talked
about this.
It was a random, you know, like computer-generated selection of the teams. But hell no, that wasn't it.
We got like a lot of young guys at work.
Yeah.
They were in a team. Like they knew each other.
They were friends before they started working there.
Yeah.
And they somehow all were on the same team.
Like all of them. Not one of them missing.
It was random, though. Yeah. It was random, though.
He said, I used a randomizer for this.
Really?
What? How?
Yeah, I didn't know.
So you guys got a B team?
Pretty much.
It was just, I think, like, the only ones that were kind of there were me, George, and, we had an underrated player, Ricky, bro. He surprised the hell out of us, dude. I'm telling you, he was, I didn't really expect much because everybody was like, man, we're all going to be out of shape, dude, so don't expect much from us. Come to find out, bro, he was actually putting in like like a little bit of the most work, bro. I was like, right, that guy, he's of age already, bro. He's like, how old is he, George?
I don't know, but he had it, but he didn't have it.
He wanted to, but he wasn't there.
He had the spirit, bro.
He tried.
But yeah, a lot of us got hurt, including George. He got like knocked out in one of the games.
Oh, that. And then some big ass dude almost broke my ankle.
Yeah.
He stepped on his ankle.
Like, no, he didn't step on. He slid.
He went for his ankle, yeah. And
it was swollen, I remember.
Yeah.
That match, everybody was going. Like, everybody on our team was going after that one guy that hit George because he was just like going after everybody and like. Golly, bro, man.
Yeah, he was a bitch.
Yeah, that too, bro.
Well, the whole team, like, their defense was injuring.
True. He was a fucking Dallas Cowboys fan, too. Oh, yeah, just a heads up to everybody, I am a Niners fan. That's why I do say that. And I get picked on a lot at work, dude. You have no idea. Every day, especially this past weekend, the Cowboys played the Niners. And
oh, he's going there all the way.
That's fine.
Nah, that's where I'm officially. That's where I'm officially.
He's saying it's a tough life being a 49ers fan.
I just feel happy when the Cowboys lose. I feel dumb. It's like, yes.
Oh, that's
you must be a Californian.
No, I don't have a team. I don't have a team, but I am happy when they lose.
That's the main reason I'm a Cowboys hater right there.
Yeah.
Prime example.
I always go on the underdogs. And anybody who's playing the Cowboys.
Cowboys are the underdog.
At this point, yeah. Like we really are because it's been like 20-something years since they've gone past like the first round of playoffs or something.
Longer than you've been alive.
Oh, yeah. They haven't won since my birth year in 95. That was the last Super Bowl win. Mm-hmm. So it's been that long.
And I would trade you for nothing.
I think it's time to switch teams then.
No.
It's not meant to be.
I haven't been a really super committed fan until like the last 5 years. So it hasn't been as bad for me as
you
people who've been on them since 95.
Oh, God, man. God, man, that quarterback.
Sounds like you just like pain then. And disappointment.
It really sucks because it's like we can't really have a leg to stand on because what people say is true. It's like we can't really say much until it isn't, you know? Like this year, I was like, they got it.
No, don't you say that every year.
No, this one was different.
Next year's going to be different too.
Every start of the season, dude, it doesn't fail. All these like Cowboy fans talking about,
this year's special. We're special this year.
We're like, Super Bowl bound. So I was
like,
all right.
Yeah, well. Like he wasn't quiet at the beginning of the season when Niners were losing.
Hey, as soon as I saw Trey Lance and Jimmy G go down, yeah, I was a little bit down. But I don't know, the underrated Mr. Irrelevant right now. He's coming in pretty clutch for the team, man.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
I don't know. He did beat the Cowboys, so.
He's one of the best teams.
He's still undefeated, right?
Yeah, he's 11-0 now. So yeah, he's doing pretty good.
I think Jalen Hurts is also like 11-0 or something. The games he's played, he's always won, except for like a couple.
Yeah.
Or maybe one. So it's gonna be a good game. So that's coming up, Super Bowl. We also watched the World Cup, right? Everyone watched that. Did everything that you think would happen, or
what team were you going for? I did the little bracket on a Fox app, whatever, where you pick the teams. I did have Argentina winning it all.
Really?
Yeah, but still, a lot of upsets happened. Messed up my bracket, but at the end, I did have Argentina winning it. I didn't want them to win it, but I just kind of knew.
Who'd you expect going farther?
Brazil. It was theirs to lose, pretty much.
Yeah, I really thought Brazil would take it all, but they really missed up on one of the games.
It was Spain for me, bro.
Spain.
Yeah.
Belgium. Belgium messed up my bracket because they didn't make it through.
South Korea did really good, and Japan did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good to see some of the Asian countries make it as far as they did.
I think the team that got hold was Venezuela, or I think that was them. No,
Colombia. No, Colombia wasn't there.
Venezuela, no?
Ecuador.
Yeah. I feel like they were a really good team.
Ghana too was good.
Oh yeah, like most of the like African teams were really good.
Yeah.
It was Uruguay and Ghana, that rematch happened and both of them got eliminated.
I was
crying, so it kinda made me happy.
Yeah, I was happy about that game.
I was happy too.
The team that beat Argentina, Saudi Arabia.
They did good. And then Mexico beat them, so technically we're better than Argentina.
Well, then Argentina beat Mexico. Yeah. Knocked them out.
Let's not talk about that.
I think overall it was a really good World Cup, like I was saying.
Dude, the final game was great.
Yeah, it was. Man, Mexico disappointed me though, bro. They didn't even wear their white jersey, man.
I bought it. And they didn't get to wear it, so. I'm pretty sad about that.
I got it.
I bought it. I wore it to the Argentina game because I went to Texas Live to watch that.
Oh yeah,
vibes were good. Good drinks, but leaving was kind of a little bit sad.
I understand.
What's his name? Alexis Sanchez or no? He plays for Chivas.
Sanchez.
What's his name? I think it is Alexis.
Vega?
Yeah, Vega. Alexis Vega. Whatever. I felt like he was a disappointment in the World Cup.
I mean, he was doing straight, dude. It was just he wasn't consistent the whole games.
Oh, his shots were missing.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, and then right before every shot, they would hype him up. Man, yeah, that's his spot.
He makes these all of them. Fucking hit the stance every time.
Chucky did what he could do, but he was just like, you know, one player.
Yeah, he was really pissed after they lost and got kicked out.
Yeah, because he was definitely trying.
This World Cup was the last for a lot of the best players.
Mexicans. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just Mexicans, like a bunch of players, dude. CR7, last one, Modric, who else? Cruz, he's the last one.
I don't think he even played in this one.
Did he? Benzema? Oh, he didn't even go, dude.
Benzema, Bell just retired, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the new generation now.
Yeah, who do y'all think is gonna take over Messi and CR7 spots?
Mbappe, Haaland, maybe.
Yeah.
Those are the top ones right now.
Mbappe's already kind of a little bit older too.
Musiala, I feel like he's gonna be up there.
What's the new guy that Chelsea got? Some young guy.
Mbappe.
Is that, the one that has the talons not enough to on his neck?
Yeah, Mbappe.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you follow soccer so much. I didn't think you
I've been watching a lot.
Like, I didn't think you liked Premier sports League. Like that.
I've been watching a lot of the Premier League a lot, and the World Cup came on. So I've been watching a lot of soccer.
Speaking about that, so last Sunday, one of our friends invited us to go to this bar in Dallas, like a sports bar type of thing. And it's called the Londoner Pub. And it's about like a bar that's like typically in England type of thing. And
we're in Dallas.
It's
Allen, maybe?
I forgot.
Because I looked up a few bars a while back to go watch a game there. Never went.
But. So, yeah, pretty much he's an Arsenal fan. And he wanted to watch the Arsenal Man U game.
Yeah.
And it was at 10 in the morning, 10:30, I think.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah, we showed up and it was stupid packed.
Yeah.
Even before the
I did not expect that, dude.
10 in the morning. And I think they opened up like at 9:30 or something.
Shit.
It was stupid packed. But yeah, it was like, it was a great place to watch a Premier League game.
The el ambiente, bro. It's like you would see at the stands, but at the actual, like at the actual stadium, like they were singing the songs, the Arsenal and stuff like that. I was like, golly, bro.
The chance, I don't know them.
Yeah.
Like it was nonstop hype. Like,
yeah.
If they were just running with the ball, they were all cheering and shit.
They were like really passionate, dude. Like to the point that. They got mad at me and George, bro.
What'd you guys do?
We had a,
for not chatting?
So that's the same day that the Cowboys and Niners were playing. So, you know, we were expecting to go watch that later. So we had our jerseys on. And they were all like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, I should have had the two, like,
no, I wish they would have told me to my face. I'm like, such a.
What are you gonna do? Play the whole bar?
They were.
If I had to, I was going for Man U anyways. Fuck them.
You don't like Arsenal?
Arsenal, yeah.
No, I said I was going for Man U. So, yeah, so whenever Man U scored, so I think they scored first, no?
Yeah, they scored first.
Yeah, there was like one, so there was one dude beside us, like, the whole time. He was the only one, like, rooting for Man U, so every time they got the ball, somebody was like, yeah, yeah. And everybody else was just like, it was quiet except for him. So whenever they scored, he was the only one that was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But then whenever Arsenal scored, like, everybody everybody jumped. I won't say everybody jumped.
Yeah. I just switched teams too. You're like, okay, nah, yeah, fuck
like,
yeah.
I was like, fuck them, bro. Who ended up winning?
Arsenal.
Mm-hmm. It was a great game.
Yeah, it actually was. Yeah. And I had gone to the restroom.
You missed a goal.
You almost get jumped.
Yeah, I actually missed a goal. I was in there and then out of nowhere I hear a bunch of people like screaming.
And you're like, God damn it.
Yeah, basically, yeah. But as soon as I walked by, it was like I could hear people behind me. Man, what the fuck? You were in football. It's not that type of football. And I was like, damn, like pissed, dude. Dang, bro. I'm going somewhere after this. Yeah, bro. They were passionate in that place, bro. Yeah, that's a badass spot to go watch games.
What is that, Texas Life?
Or where? No, it was it's called the Londoner.
Hmm. In Dallas? The games are so early. You have to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Get up early.
Yeah, like I think the previous game was Man City.
Man City won, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And there were people there already drinking, bro. And
that's too early to drink.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, I had just woken up, bro. That. Alright.
Said the alcohol
on the weekend?
On the weekend.
I was with one of my friends and little Chris, and I was like, God damn it, bro, I haven't eaten any breakfast. He's like, well, bro, you've never drank beer for breakfast? You bitch. I was like, you're all right, bro.
That's like a thing.
I guess I'm a bitch, bro.
I mean, I have mimosas early. Does that count?
Nah, they were drinking straight beer, bro.
If they had like breakfast mimosas, yeah, I'll go.
They did have that.
Yeah, they were.
I have to go there.
But trying to get a server there too, dude, it was crazy, man. It was just so.
Can you make reservations?
No. It's just one of those places where you just show up and sit down.
No. Need to go for the City Arsenal game.
Ooh, I can imagine, bro. There were City fans there watching that Arsenal.
The earlier game.
Yeah. And, oh, golly, I could imagine already they were probably there, like, waiting in line to get in there, bro. Because they were all in there, bro.
But you had to park across the street because the parking lot was packed.
Yeah,
dang,
was that packed?
Is this a new place?
No, I think it's been there. It's just the first time we've been there.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
I was talking to this guy from Mexico. He came to visit, and we were watching the game, the Arsenal game, because we're having a breakfast in Austin, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him, and he was telling me, oh, yeah, do I watch the games too? But it's like, did you know that it's easier in Mexico? It's cheaper to watch the Premier League than to actually watch the whatever the Mexican league.
La Liga MX,
yeah. They say it's cheaper and easier to watch like European football than to watch the Mexican league because you got to get like a bunch of different apps. And he's like, it's almost next to impossible to watch all the games.
Mm.
That's why Mexico sucks because you can't even watch the games over there. Literally, that's what he said.
I think you get soccer players in Mexico get paid more, right, to play for the Mexican league, or that's why some of them don't leave.
Nah, I don't know. Less, dude.
They get paid less?
They just ask for too much money to move to Europe. Yeah. Yes. Their agents, everyone wants a piece of money, whatever.
I think, I'm not sure how much, I don't know if you heard CR7's new contract with the Saudi Arabian team. Golly, dude, it's like a crazy amount of money. It was like...
It's like 200 something million.
Yeah.
Wow.
For like a two-year contract.
Something he has to be the highest paid athlete then.
Yeah, I think he is at that point. Did you watch the game against Messi?
I wanted to. I was kind of like listening on the net, but...
It was good. It was a good game.
Yeah,
I think once they pulled both of them out, I stopped watching.
Yeah, I think once they pulled him and Messi out, I think they pulled Mbappe off, they pulled Neymar out, yeah. Everybody kind of got off. I guess they were just playing the subs for, 10 minutes?
Yeah, but it was a good game. Good action. The
score was like 5-4. Yeah.
6-5. I forgot what it was. But
something like that. It was some crazy.
It was 5-4, I want to say. 5-3. Something like that.
It's a good game.
It's coming to the end of the era, dude, where all the people that I kind of grew up watching, you're just like getting old.
Nobody's going to replace them.
Yeah. They
nobody's good enough to...
Yeah, I wouldn't say Messi's in his prime right now, and he's still competing with like the young dudes.
Any day now, the age is gonna catch up to him. Any day.
Don't say that, bro.
I'm being honest, man. He's 30 something, 36, 35.
I think. Yeah. I mean, bro. I mean, that's what happened to Ronaldo. He was good 36 last year, and he was real good to Lavia.
And then
out of nowhere, you know. 37
oh,
hit.
Oh, yeah.
So it's what's going to happen to Messi one of these days. He's going to...
Yeah, Mario, you don't have to say it.
He's not ready yet.
He's not ready. Keep repeating it, bro.
I'm just saying.
You're just cutting deeper, bro. That's
bro, you're the one that said it at first. Like, you know, it's getting to the point
it's where
you know...
It's getting to the end of an era. You brought it up.
I mentioned all the other players, though.
Except for Messi.
Not him.
He hit his second prime.
He's hoping that Messi's going to play in the World Cup.
At what, 40?
I hope so. I really hope so. Maybe I'll get to go see him in Dallas or something, man.
I think the next there's a cup coming in like 2 years or next
the
year.
One here in the States.
Not the World Cup. I think there's one
the
before
Copa America.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be in the U.S. or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think it was Venezuela, Costa Rica. They were gonna host it, but they were having like financial problems.
Yeah,
so the U.S. picked it up.
So he might be able to play in that. Yeah. He might be able to.
That's the one that U.S. and Canada wanted to play.
Yeah,
and then they brought it to the U.S. and makes a shit. Guess we gotta play now too.
Yeah, so you might get lucky.
You're right.
You may get to see him.
Yeah, that's my favorite player right there.
He's gonna be out to like the people were from Michael Jackson passing out and shit.
You ever saw that video?
I want no till, bro.
You ever saw that video of the guy like at the stadium and he was trying to take? I can't remember if it was Messi or Ronaldo. And he's trying to take a selfie, and he's like, "Dad, call him at that second," so he didn't get the picture. You never saw that video?
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, he's like pulling his phone out, and he's like trying to get him to get the picture. And at that second, his dad called him.
Dang.
And he's like, he tried to hang up, and then he just leaves.
After that, I wouldn't have a dad. No, I'm just kidding.
Dang.
Change my last name immediately.
Yeah, I hear that the XFL is coming back. Or already is back this year, right?
They're already playing?
Yep.
Okay. They already started?
think so. They were talking about it at work.
Are we going to go watch him? Because we went to watch him last time.
So they were talking about the season tickets. Mm-hmm. I think there's 6 games. I think it was like $400-$500 or no, like
for the whole season.
For the season, I forgot what it was. But it was like pretty much. It would have been like $20 a game or something like that.
That's cheap.
I forget. But yeah, they were talking about getting season passes for it.
Mm. Yeah, the Renegades. The Dallas Renegades. They changed now. They're the Arlington.
I think. Well, the headquarters is in Arlington for the XFL.
I think they actually changed the whole team though.
Yeah, they changed a lot of things.
I didn't like the new logo. Now it's just an R for Renegade.
Before it had like a little cowboy looking.
Yeah, it was like an actual a cowboy with a bandana over his face and stuff.
I never really kept up with that.
We didn't really either. We just
went to the first game, right?
No. When they came back after years, we went to one of the Renegades games.
It was the first game in Arlington too.
It was good.
It was fun.
They sucked, but it was good. they were trash.
The food was good there. I remember the chicken tenders. That's the one thing I remember.
I don't remember either. Like,
you know how you watch like an NFL game on TV and it's all like high speed, like high pace and flow. Like if you watch the XFL live, it's like slow. It's real slow, and half the time they suck.
They suck. Did they lose that game?
Yeah, they lost. Yeah, because I think our quarterback was he played for like Oklahoma in college.
Yeah, I remember in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and
then he went to work construction, and then they picked him up.
What the heck?
Yeah, it's like freaking like
husbands and anyone that didn't make the NFL.
it's like what was it, Iceland or which one, when they played in the Euros like 2 or 3 years ago or whatever, they made it pretty far.
I don't remember.
They were all like that was like their second job.
Oh god.
Yeah, like you remember? They remember. Did so good. It was like a couple years ago that they made it pretty far. Like I want to say,
and then soccer was their second job.
Yeah.
Golly.
Because like their population is like really small.
Yeah, so they don't have anyone.
Yeah, they.
Yeah, these guys are undrafted. Also, it's kind of like players that want to be drafted.
Don't they all get paid the same? I think, right?
I'm not sure.
I highly doubt that.
For XFL, yeah, it's not like it's like a third
like
division
reserve,
job.
Yeah, reserve teams.
They should do a relegation on the NFL. Like you make it to the XFL.
That's what they were talking about. Like the team that wins the XFL gets to play the worst team, and whoever wins stays.
Makes it.
I feel like that's a good idea.
I heard of football. I've always wondered like the difference between college and NFL, right? I don't follow the college teams because there's like so many conferences. But I was listening to one of the players that came to the NFL. I forgot his name, but he's like, it's just completely different. It's not even the same. And it made sense because people in college, you just got random people. There's a lot of people playing college football. But in NFL, only the best get drafted.
I think you're talking about Henry for the running back for the Titans.
Yeah, like you're playing with the top of the top. You're not playing with just random. Like, you only have like 3 good players in the whole team. Now in NFL, like everybody's good. That's why they're getting paid as much as they are. So it's just like not even the same. So I always wondered why, like when people ask me, why don't you watch college? I'm like, and there's just too much to watch, but also now it makes sense. Like, there's a whole difference in athleticism too.
Yeah,
the level of play is higher in the NFL. I mean, there's probably some better things about college too that they do differently, but
for me, college is more entertaining.
There's a lot more going on. More points get scored. Like, you get 60 point games that you don't ever get that in the NFL.
Yeah,
I don't think the stakes are big as the NFL.
No, they don't get paid. Yeah, there's
well, they do now.
They do now, yeah.
But I think advertisements and stuff.
Yeah, but still, you know, it's not as high stakes as the NFL, where, you know, if you're in college, you know, you're still.
I mean, it's pretty much your job interview. If you think about it,
that is true. But I mean, at the NFL, you can just lose your job and be like, "Out." What are you gonna do after that?
Have millions in the bank if you're smart.
That's true, yeah. If you're smart, yeah, you invest it.
Which most of them are not.
That is true. Yeah, that is true. Like, right? There's a statistic that talks about NFL players losing all the money that they get, millions, because they don't invest or save any of it. They just spend it. There's like a high percentage of players that make it and then just get out and are working normal jobs because they don't broke. Save.
Yeah. They really only get like 50% of the money they make because they got to pay their agents.
That's a million.
Yeah, minimum, some sort of million. Millions.
I'm sure you can do a bunch with a million. I mean, I'm sure you can invest it properly, I guess.
Yeah. But they got to buy a house for their mom, their sister, their aunt, their brother.
That's what they got to avoid doing.
And then they got to buy the nice car.
True.
The nice watch, the nice clothes, go out.
Dude. Who do y'all got on the Super Bowl this year?
I think the 49ers are going to be the Chiefs.
You don't want Mahomes to make it?
Or somebody else to make it, bro. It's always the Chiefs.
I don't think the Chiefs are gonna pass Bengals just think because he's injured. He's not gonna.
Oh yeah, that is true.
I got Bengals against the Eagles.
That's what I got.
Super Bowl.
I want the Eagles to make.
I feel like if Bengals make it, I feel like they have a really good chance of winning. That's mine.
I'm still 50-50. I don't know who would win out of them two. I'll give it to the Bengals, just based on how they played last game.
What are the odds right now? Who do they have as a favorite?
People are just talking about the conference
for Bengals KC.
Yeah,
I think like Vegas has KC winning.
What 60-40?
I doubt it. No,
I would have thought the Bengals.
I think they have KC as the
favorite.
Yeah.
They kind of always are.
Yeah.
They're always swinging.
Well, I think they're going to be playing in Arrowhead Stadium.
He's probably going to get like a shot in his leg. Like they're going to put some sort of numbing thing. I don't know.
Hey, that something last
legal.
I'm sure there's things. They got those smelling
something
salts.
Something that won't pop up.
there was this one dude on ESPN. He was saying right now the top three quarterbacks, it's Mahomes, Burrows, and then injured Mahomes. it's a one leg Mahomes.
he has heart, dude. He's really good. I'll give him that.
You know he is the oldest quarterback in the AFC.
Isn't he like 27?
Yeah, he's the oldest. He's not, but everyone else is a rookie. Like this is a first or second year.
Yeah, the guy Purdy from the Niners, I think, this is his first time ever getting.
Yeah,
they're like 22, 24.
He was the last pick of the draft. He'd never played games. He just kind of got put out there in the real game, bro. And he's doing good.
So what are they gonna do with him at the end of the season?
Can win, then he already made things
it
are far.
Gonna, I mean, it's all the talent around him. Like that, it's a good team, and then he's just doing
consistent,
his job.
Yeah,
he's just doing his job.
Niners right now are really good. Do their O-line, their D-line. The D-line's number one in the league. O-line's up there, too.
Nick Foles, he was the backup for Carson Wentz when they won the Super Bowl. And he ended up being traded as a backup for another team. So he's not I don't even know that he plays anymore.
Who?
Nick Foles.
I want to say he went to the Falcons.
So that's kind of what happened to him. It could be the same thing for this guy. And he won the Super Bowl. So. I mean,
isn't it the same thing for the Vikings quarterback, the man? Kirk Cousins? Wasn't he not that good? Until this, I forget.
I don't really follow him.
So you don't have to be good to win it. You just have to have a good team?
Pretty much. He has to be good enough to play.
Good enough to, or lucky enough for the other ones to get injured.
Well, I mean, that's...
Or you don't ever throw the ball, you just hand it to the...
That's kind of what happened to Pollard. Once he came out, it was a different game.
Man, that was... I feel bad for him because he broke his leg, basically. His tibia.
Yeah.
I
think.
Oh, he actually broke something?
Yeah, broke.
Oh, damn.
It fractured him.
He had to get surgery. But yeah, like once he got injured, it was a different game.
It changed after that. Mm-hmm. Couldn't really make anything happen with the Dolphins.
You don't come back from an injury like that.
I hope he does.
It was similar to Mahomes' injury, but he it's different because he was running back.
They called it that too. They said that it was a high ankle sprain. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's good. At least he's not like hurt for the whole season. But
they said it was like 3 months recovery.
He's going to be off the whole offseason.
part of the game.
Who do you got, Marco in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I kind of want Mahomes to win it, but 49ers, because of the quarterback, the rookie, stay relevant. I like the underdogs to win it.
In that case, Bengals.
that's a good point.
Burrow. The second time.
But I like the Eagles to win because I just kind of shits on the Cowboys.
I don't think Burrow's lost a
bet.
So any team, Mark?
Any team, literally any team, yeah.
I don't think Burrow has lost against the Chiefs.
He literally said anybody but the Cowboys.
Yeah, so that's good too.
Golly.
Cowboys are the underdogs.
They're not even playing, bro.
Exactly.
This is it for the first episode. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure to like, rate, and review, and share this podcast. And let us know any suggestions, and thank y'all for listening.